Welcome back to Bracketology, the podcast where we talk brackets and ology, I guess as the name implies. Ricky Klaverkamp here, your host for segment number one, of course joined by BJ Walters, the man from up north in Carrington. Up north there, you know.
Yeah, up north, getting ready to get going at the Devil's Lake Sports Center with the top seed and second-ranked team in the state playing Harvey Wells County today.
Are you close enough to the Canadian border that you can taste the salt rolling over the border right now?
No, everything's frozen. You can't taste anything.
Well, that's true. That's true. I didn't watch any of that game. I was out cold, nursing what was left of my cold, and now nursing what's left of my bronchitis. But, I mean, I woke up before I fell back asleep to see that the U.S. had beaten Canada. I gave a loud whoop, whoop, and fell back asleep.
A great, great hockey game. If Connor Hellebuck played that way with the Jets, they'd have four Stanley Cups.
Have you heard the call between Trump and the team?
Of course not.
Oh, it's hilarious. He goes like, "In your hockey goal, your hockey or your goalie, he didn't have a bad game. He didn't have quite a bad. I've seen worse games out of a goalie." And they're all sitting there laughing. They go, Helly, say hi. And he goes, "Hey, Don."
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, just a bunch of bros. And they're all just guzzling beer in the locker room after this win,
oh,
too.
Oh, the interview Tirico did last night. Oh, when they were clearly hammered, was really something. But you know what? First gold medal since 1980. I think those guys deserve to have a good time.
You know what's worse is they're all basically my age and younger.
I know.
And look what we're doing with our life.
Man, what are we doing
even get
with
to have
our
beer
life?
On the air here.
Ugh.
Ugh. Come on, FCC. Allow us to have some fun. All right. Well, we'll start off with Class B. Because
that is a great segue by Ricky, if I may say.
We'll start off with Class B as we're off the air in Saudi Arabia. All right, here we go. We're starting up with Class B. We have the first game of the day today is at 3 o'clock. You can catch the entire Class B Region 1 tournament on KDDR The Tornado and Thunder 98.3, as always. And we start off with the champion of District 1, Maple River Raiders, taking on the fourth place team from District 2, EKM. And EKM was the fourth seed going into the District 2 tournament. They leave as the fourth seed as the District 2 tournament as they beat Napoleon in the first round. They then lost to Lemoore in the second round before eliminating MPB, which, I mean, not a big ask for EKM there. They beat them 55-18, so, I mean, just a nice smooth sailing through the district tournament for EKM there.
And remember, they led Lemoore going to the fourth quarter.
That's true. That
this is true. Not, I mean, look, you and I have talked about this 100 million times. EKM is never truly an underdog.
No.
Yes, seed-wise, they're an underdog in this game, but they are never truly an underdog.
And I would say it's going to be a tough ask for Maple River because I was not convinced with Maple River during the district tournament. If Tri-State is a marginally better team and they can actually hit a field goal from underneath the bucket, Tri-State's leading at the half in that first round game.
Mm.
Like Maple River only beat Tri-State 54-38. And it should have been probably Maple River winning maybe 54-53, if not losing that game.
Wow.
They did come on out. They punched Winemere Lidgerwood in the nose. They won that one 58-32. They were slowest to start against Sargent County. And then they just kind of continued to hold off Sargent County. And then fourth quarter rolls around and Sargent County can't hit the broadside of a barn. And so Maple River won 45-32. But again, I'm not convinced with Maple River.
Well, the tri-state thing, guess what? It was the same game in the regular season. It was 54-38 in the regular season as well. It was the same game. So I got to chat with Hoots a little bit on Tuesday after they won that district championship. And the thing that I take away from their team is that they are really good at dealing with adversity.
Yes.
Like, I'm sure Hoots would like for them not to get in such adverse situations, but considering they don't have Violet and she's not coming back, they couldn't hit anything in the first half against Sargent County, but their defense was good enough to keep them in it. And I guarantee you, and Ricky, you probably know this too, I guarantee you, Coach Sierstad went in that locker room and said, girls, we had got to be up by more than we are because they're not going to stay cold forever.
Yeah, no, and Maple River didn't, and then Sargent County did get cold, and that was the big difference, was that Sargent County got cold and Maple River got hot all of a sudden. That was the big difference maker in that game.
Maple River's defense was a big difference maker in that fourth quarter, too.
I mean, Sargent County, I don't think, had a single field goal in that quarter.
I mean, they were excellent. I think this is a great first game for a regional tournament. If you're planning to come to the Civic Center today, don't be late.
Yeah, you do not want to be late. 3 o'clock. I'm torn with this one. I want to say the Raiders win, but at the same time, I never want to count out the Rebels. So I'm going to go and I'm going to say Rebels by one.
I'm going to pick Maple River, but I will follow that immediately by saying EKM will be the best team in the state at any level knocked out today.
Yep, I agree. Completely agree with that. So that is the answer to that. I pick again EKM, BJ will pick Maple River, but we'll see what happens. Game two of the day, Linton HMB versus Winemere Lidgerwood. Linton HMB, the 3 seed going into the District 2 tournament. They come on in. They beat Ellendale in the opening round by a score of 64-38. They then beat Kidder by 48-45 before losing to Lemoore 51-32. They're taking on Winemere Lidgerwood, who required 2 overtimes. One, they beat Hankinson 45-41 in the first round, in a game that should not have gone to overtime, but it did. And then we go to the semifinals where they get blown away by Maple River. Then they beat Enderlin in overtime. And the score, everywhere I'm seeing, the score is wrong. It is not right on North Dakota Prep scoreboard. It is not right on the NDHSAA website. It was 39-35 the final in overtime, not 40-36. But I digress. This is going to be a good game. I don't think Winemere Lidgerwood will win. I think Linton, of course, will do what Linton always does and win these games, but I think that Winemere Lidgerwood should keep it close at least.
This is a scary game for Linton because there was some, let me tell you, there was some shot making going on in the first half last Monday night with Linton and Lemoore. And then Lemoore's defense absolutely shut the game down. It was 26-24 at the half. They gave up 8 points after halftime. I'm going to chalk that up more to Lemoore than Linton.
Yeah, that's probably a good choice.
So I'm going to pick the Lions in this one, but Winemere Lidgerwood, a winning record this year, there is nothing to be ashamed of.
No, there isn't. I think Linton does get the win. I like the Warbirds. I really do. Their offense is kind of one-dimensional, BJ. And they've been so cold as well, the Warbirds have been. And, I mean, they should not have, or it didn't go to overtime against, yeah, it did go to overtime against Enderlin. But, I mean, it's still like Enderlin just stopped scoring. Enderlin did what they did on Friday night. They just stopped scoring, and that's kind of what happens to the Eagles. I mean, just that was it. So that's kind of how Winemere got to where they were. They had an Enderlin squad that just couldn't score anymore. And they kept trusting one gal from three that she was like 1 for 15. So you're going to have to change it up here if you're the Warbirds, if you're going to beat Linton. I don't think they do. I think the Lady Lions come home with the victory. And I think so far for me, District 2 is sweeping the top half of the bracket.
I have Linton against Maple River. Yes, please, tomorrow night.
I'll take that every day of the week. Every day of the week, I'll take a Linton versus Maple River matchup. Technically, I have Linton versus EKM, but still, I'd love a Linton-Maple River matchup. All right, Lemoore Latremarian versus Hankinson. Lemoore, of course, the champions of District 2. They just roll through District 2 with a 67-25 victory. They do struggle a little bit with EKM as EKM leads in going into the fourth quarter, but Lemoore locks it in 47-39. They then beat Linton 51-32. Meanwhile, Hankinson, this is their first ever time going to the regional since the beginning of this three-class system. They lose to Winery Ledgewood in overtime 45-41. They then beat Tri-State 49-36. They destroy Richland 62-48, and they dominated that game. Hankinson, thanks for playing. It's been a great year. See you next year.
The most fascinating part of this is the circumstances around Annika Lesko.
Do we see her tonight? I don't think we see her tonight. I honestly think that
I don't think
up.
We see her tonight. But the quieter it gets, and it's awfully quiet right now. They went for a follow-up appointment at the beginning part of last week. I have it on good record, and all of a sudden nobody's talking. That tells me Annika will be back by the end of the week. They don't need her tonight.
No.
Lemoore's too good. I think they beat Hankinson.
Yeah, no, Lemoore will beat Hankinson tonight. I think Lemoore could beat Hankinson without Lesko. I think Lemoore could beat Hankinson probably without the Delabars either. So,
yeah, because I tell you what, I was very impressed. The leap that Addie Smith has made this year, very impressive. And that's probably the biggest reason why they are as good as they are, because they've always had the Delabars. They've always had Lesko. They needed guard play. Well, now they've got guard play.
It will be, for me, this is going to be interesting because I haven't seen Lemoore play yet this year because Oaks didn't get to play them varsity level because they overscheduled.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have gotten in trouble with the league had they played a varsity game against Lemoore. So they just didn't play that.
One of the things you're going to notice is that defensively, they don't let you get to the paint. They do not let you get downhill. And so, it's so impressive to watch.
And that's going to be a struggle fest for Hankinson then. So we'll see what happens. But again, Lemoore, I have winning this game. And I have it by like probably 20.
I have a running clock in the fourth quarter.
That sounds like a logical decision. All right. Final quarterfinal game, Sargent County versus Kidder County.
Best game of the day.
This is going to be fun. Sargent County 6-1 in the district. They came on in as the 2 seed. They ended as the 2 seed as they get beaten again by Maple River in the district championship game. It was 45-32. They led a good chunk of that game before Maple River locked it in, got the victory. I like the Bulldogs. I really do. If they can get rolling, it's not just Carly Cadu, and it's the whole team that will get involved, but they need to keep their whole team going. Otherwise, if they get cold, it's going to be a long, long night for them. Kidder County, they come on in as they were the 2 seed, weren't they, in District 2?
They sure were.
And they win against MPB in the first round, 52-23, like you do. You lose to Linton by 3. You then beat Napoleon Gackle Streeter 52-36. I like the Wolves. I always, outside of them beating my Oaks Tornadoes a few years ago, in the old Region 3 tournament, I've always liked the Wolves. I never get to see the Wolves play. This is going to be a fun game. Very comparable teams. Sargent County scores 51 points. Kidder County scores 52.7. Sargent County gives up 43.6. Kidder County gives up 42. I mean, those are just, you're counting pennies and dimes at that point.
Here's the thing. For me, Sargent County's defense is the better one, but Kidder County's offense is way better than Sargent County. And the reason I say that is you've got the 2 3-point threats. You've got Zimmerman and Fopp, who can both get hot. Zimmerman hit 5 threes in that game against Napoleon Gackle Streeter, and she went for 23 points.
Oy.
If Sargent County has no answer for the District 2 Senior Athlete of the Year, the Bulldogs will be done tonight, and I actually am picking the seed upset. I am picking Kidder County in this game.
Just so I don't have a District 2 complete upset or complete sweep, I'm going to go with Sargent County. I think Sargent County is very gritty. I think they can win this game. So I'm going to say Sargent County wins this game and sends Kidder County home.
So we both have one District 1 team.
Yep. Yep.
You have Sargent County. I have Maple River.
Yes.
All right. So tomorrow you would have EKM and Linton.
And I'd have Linton winning that game.
And you would have Lemoore Sargent County.
And Lemoore wins that one. It'll be a repeat of last year's championship.
And a repeat of the district final. So who do you have? Ooh, that would be fun. EKM Sargent County to advance to last chance Saturday.
Why not Sargent County?
Okay.
Sargent County, the third place team. They beat EKM somehow, some way. They get there. And they have their Cinderella run. They give Carly Cadoon one last heck of a ride out.
But it ends Saturday.
Probably.
Because here's the thing. You better not get third in Region 1.
Nope.
Because if you get third, you get the loser of a very likely game between Benson County and Hatton Northwood.
Yeah, have fun with that, guys. Don't get third.
I have Maple River in Linton, and I would pick Maple River in that. I have Lemoore in Kidder County. I would pick Lemoore in that. I would pick,
Maple River or Kidder County?
Maple River and Lemoore.
Kidder County.
I'd pick Lemoore, but Kidder County, Linton, boy. Ooh,
I'd take Kidder in that one.
You know, I want to. It's just Linton always finds a way.
I know.
It's so frustrating for these other District 2 teams that Linton always finds a way. I'll pick Kidder. Pick Kidder.
Well, so champion, I have Lemoore, by the way.
I have Lemoore as well.
Yeah, I have Lemoore as well. I mean, Lemoore is just going to win. So they're the favorites. They're the odds-on favorites. They've been excellent all year. I have Lemoore winning the district.
So here's my question. Lemoore wins the region.
Yep.
They obviously get the number 2 seed, right? With whoever doesn't win Region 4 out of Central, McLean, Flasher dropping a spot.
Yeah, no, they should get the 2 seed.
Okay, good. That's what I have as well.
Yeah.
I have the winner of district or region 4 getting the 1 seed, Lemoore the 2, and then the loser of region 4 I have as the 3 seed.
That's a good choice.
Yeah.
That should be how it is.
The only question with that is they may have to flip the 3 and 4 seed because you can't have a 4 seed Benson County and a 5 seed Hatton Northwood. They're from the same region.
Hmm.
So you might see Benson County, Hatton Northwood winner move up to 3 and the Flasher Central McLean loser drop to 4.
Well, that's not the worst thing in the world. So
It's not. Yeah, I would love to see an opening round game between Hatton Northwood and Flasher.
Hmm.
Because I think Hatton Northwood would win that, and I'm not sure how close it would be.
Yeah, we don't like Flasher in this neighborhood.
I just don't think they're legit. They haven't played East teams.
No. I'm not sold on them.
I'm not either. I'm not either. So.
All right. Well, that'll wrap it up for segment number 1. BJ will lead us off in segment number 2 coming up next.